Support comes from Mosby Building Arts, crafting kitchens that encourage connection and creativity. Details at callmosby.com.
This is St. Louis on the Air from St. Louis Public Radio. I'm Elaine Cha. 26-year-old Essence Anthony has loved making art since she was a child. Last year, the Fairview Heights woman picked up a paintbrush as a therapeutic outlet and a way to raise awareness about functional neurological disorder. It's estimated that up to 300,000 people in the United States live with the condition. I recently sat down with Essence to hear more about how her life has been changed by functional neurological disorder and the place art now has in her life. Our conversation began with my asking Essence to share a few facts about herself.
Well, I'm 26 years old. I have a disorder called functional neurological disorder. Here's a fun fact. I'm actually certified to do cremations, but I just don't do that as a job.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah. That's an interesting fact for sure. Now, I understand that, Essence, you grew up in Fairview Heights, Illinois.
Yes.
And you graduated from college, from SWCC, in 2024. So you just mentioned cremation. Was that what you studied?
No. So that was from my previous college experience. I was going to school for mortuary science, and that didn't work out for me too well.
Okay.
But I do still have a certification for that.
Okay.
So at SWCC, I actually went into a CNA program for a certified nurse assistant, and I graduated from that program there.
So you had just finished your CNA program, and at that point, looking to start to work, what is it that changed?
So what changed is that I had an experience while I was at my current job, the job that I had at the time, and all of a sudden I had got very dizzy, very lightheaded. And then it turns out I ended up needed to be hospitalized, and I got diagnosed with FND, which is functional neurological disorder.
Is that something that you had any familiarity with at all?
Not at all.
Okay. So you had spent several days in the hospital, you mentioned. Can you tell us, you know, what happened then?
During the hospital, first they thought I had a stroke because of my movement reactions. So I spent the time in the hospital getting several tests done, physical tests done, blood tests done. And what happened was they had to narrow it down to functional neurological disorder. And that's how they diagnosed me. I spent time getting questioned by students because I was hospitalized at SLU.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I had got talked to by students, and, you know, I could tell that they were clueless themselves. It was very stressful, but they did end up diagnosing me with that.
And so it was kind of a process of elimination, right?
Right, exactly.
The results of the tests. So given that this is, this meaning the functional neurological disorder, is something that is not widely known, right? People don't have much awareness of it. When you were diagnosed with that, how was it explained to you?
It was explained to me that the signals in my brain, they're not reaching my body correctly. The signals are misfiring. And that's why it was causing me movement issues, memory issues, and things like that. So that's how they explained it to me.
Yeah. What kinds of movement issues?
So I actually have issues with just uncontrollable, like, shakiness. And I do have issues with balance as well.
Okay. So, like, tremors?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
When functional neurological disorder was then explained to you that way, did that description click for you immediately?
It did not. And I also would like to add, they did, it kind of made it seem that it was just kind of all in my head. And it's just, you know, it's something that just was so unexpected. And it was hard accepting that.
So your family and friends at that time, when you received the diagnosis, what was their response to it?
My mother, for instance, she didn't want to believe it. It took a while for her to accept it. Because, again, it's something that's not heard of. It does sound like something that was just, you know, said because they didn't really know. But it took a while for her to accept it. And I ended up getting a second opinion as well. And that's, they did say it was FND.
So it was confirmed at that point.
Yes.
What are some of the things that you have had to do in order to live with this condition?
So really the only thing that helps is physical therapy. That's something that I had to do. And just understanding my stressors, because they said for my instance, it was more stress induced. So I had to work on my stressors and my triggers. They said that I have to live a stress-free life, and that's kind of impossible because life is very unexpected sometimes.
Right, right.
So I just have to maintain my stress levels.
So one of the ways that you do that is through art, right?
Yes.
Is art something that you had always enjoyed doing?
Yes, it's just when I was a little girl, like I was always sketching something, coloring something, drawing something. It's something that I just was born with, I would like to say. And I did put my artistic ways on the back burner for school and things like that. But this has really helped me embrace that.
How long after the diagnosis of functional neurological disorder, did you begin creating art again?
So I was diagnosed in June. So I want to say it was around September that I started back painting again.
And it was directly to painting?
Yes.
Was there kind of a relearning curve that you had to go through because of what was happening in your body at that time?
Yeah, it was. It was a struggle because I had shakiness in my hands, so it was a struggle, like trying to adjust my techniques and things like that.
Have you incorporated maybe some of your, you know, physical realities into how you approach, you know, making the art that you're making now?
Yes. So I'd like to say that since I have shakiness in my hands, like certain pieces of my art, they are like imperfect. They are, the lines are a little bit shaky, but I think that adds more detailing in itself with the shakiness, and it makes my art into something that I wasn't expecting.
Yeah. So you have shared what you are making online. And, you know, we talked about your being from Fairview Heights over on the Illinois side. What kinds of responses did you get from people who know you or who have known you for quite some time?
I'd say my responses, they have been good. They've been very encouraging. Like people have reposted some of my posts that I've posted on Facebook and Instagram. So I'd say things have been very good and people have been very supportive.
We're speaking today with Essence Anthony. Essence is a Fairview Heights, Illinois native, and she learned just over a year ago that she has a condition called functional neurological disorder. She's now using her art to get through some of what she is living with in this new reality and sharing also about what functional neurological disorder is. Essence, of the pieces that you have completed in the last year, do you have a personal favorite?
I do have a personal favorite. It's called Miss Universe, and it's a painting of a beautiful, strong Black woman, African woman, mm-hmm. with a scarf on her head, and she's just in the middle of space.
And what are some of the colors there, like the headscarf and the background?
So the background is just space, and it's like a turquoise, blue, purple. There's stars in there, and the stars are gold. And I did put a hint of gold on her scarf, mm-hmm. In green, and her skin is like a dark, like eggplant-type purple. And she has highlight features, and her features are like this sky blue.
Mm-hmm. And you're wearing a lot of gold today, so it's really nice to make that connection. What is it that makes Miss Universe so special to you, and also a favorite among those you shared it with?
What makes Miss Universe special to me is that it was my first piece that I did that I felt emotionally attached to. It was the first piece where I felt a genuine connection with. And I went from feeling so kind of powerless, out of control, to having this piece that makes me feel like I am in control and that I am strong as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, in another move toward exercising agency, right, and doing something assertive, you set up an online store called Essence Monet to sell your art. But I understand that's not the only purpose. What else do you hope to do with Essence Monet and through your creative work?
I just want to be able to express how I feel and to connect with others, and to even connect with others that are going through functional neurological disorder, to tell them that they don't have to feel stuck in a box, that they can explore different things and to be able to create something that's beautiful and to do things that they never thought they were able to do.
Mm-hmm. So another thing that you have been able to do with your art recently is to participate in a community exhibit for amateur artists at McCann and Barr Fine Arts in Webster Groves. And that was just on April 19th. Mm-hmm. How did it feel to see, you know, people come into that space and to look at your work?
So we got there, my family and my boyfriend, we got there super early, so nobody was there. And so we end up stepping out, and then we came back, and the building was just filled with people, and it was a very, like, awing moment. And it gave me a boost that I needed to keep going with my art, and just to hear people compliment my art and to tell me to keep going and to tell me that I need to put more work into different exhibits. It mm-hmm. was very just, it was refreshing.
Yeah. And as it happens, April, it was Functional Neurological Disorder Awareness Month. Did you have an opportunity, because this was an in-person exhibit, not something that was only online, did you have a chance to talk with people about your story and how you started making the art that was there?
I didn't get the chance to talk to people about my condition. I did get to talk about my art, but I didn't really get the chance to talk about my condition.
Mm-hmm. On your website, Essence, you write, using art as both expression and advocacy, You explore themes of resilience, perception, and the mind-body connection. Despite the challenges of functional neurological disorder, your creativity continues to inspire and challenge perspectives on disability in the arts. Where did this statement come from?
I did get a little help with it, but it came from the heart.
Yeah. Why is it important for people to know this as they see your work?
It's important because FND is not something that is well known. And it's something FND has helped me come back into my art. It's the whole reason why I am painting again. And I want people to know that, because if this never happened, I wouldn't be painting again. I know I wouldn't be painting again. But it's kind of like, it is a, like a secret blessing, I feel like. It's something that has helped me be able to push through and to be able to create again.
Mm-hmm. Essence, as someone who lives with functional neurological disorder, is there something that you would really like for people to understand about the disorder itself?
That it's not all in our head. And it gets pushed as being a psychological issue more than a physical issue. And it's an issue of, it can be an issue of both things. And I don't think a lot of people understand that. Because neurologists will push it more towards, oh, it's a psychological issue. And then when you go deep into your psychological issue, it's like, oh no, it's a body issue. So since there's not a lot of research, I don't think, you know, providers actually know where the issue kind of stems from. Mm-hmm. Because I was told that it stemmed from my trauma.
Okay.
And it's something that I've always had, and it just had to get triggered.
Mm-hmm.
It's definitely a body issue, and I want that to have more emphasis to it.
How about for you, Essence? I mean, is there something that you would like folks who are listening to know about people who have FND?
I want people to know that it is considered a invisible disability, and some people may not have the same symptoms that I have, but there's still people out there that have FND, and some people have seizures. Some people have movement issues. Some people have speech issues. Some people get through with their symptoms and they're able to live a regular life, and then something gets triggered and they go back to square one again.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just be patient with everyone, and you never know what somebody is going through.
Yeah. How have you been patient with yourself?
It's been very hard to be patient with myself because I'm very used of moving fast pace. I'm very used of being independent and doing things on my own, where now I have to have people to help me. At the beginning of all this, I couldn't even take a shower by myself. I need help getting in the shower. I can't drive myself places anymore. I have to have somebody to drive me. So it's been frustrating, but I've had to gain patience for myself.
As we close, can you tell us maybe about a piece of art that you're working on now that's not yet complete? You know, what does that look like? What are you trying to convey?
So a piece of artwork that I've been trying to piece together is, it's gonna dive in more about my trauma, and how I envision it in my head is my upper facial features, my eyes specifically. And in one eye, you see a little girl crying, and then the other eye, you see me older, screaming.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been trying to piece that together in my head.
Yeah. Well, I hope that when you are finished with it, you will send us a link to that. And we wish you the best of luck with the work that you're doing, not only to sell your art, but also to raise awareness about functional neurological disorder. Essence Anthony is the artist behind Essence Monet, where she sells the art she makes to raise awareness about disability in the arts. Essence, thank you for sharing your story with us today.
Thank you for having me.
This episode was produced by Jada Jones.
Audio engineering and podcast design by Aaron Dorr.
Our executive producer is Alex Hoyer.
St. Louis on the Air is a production of St. Louis Public Radio. Understanding starts here.
Do you find yourself regularly listening to episodes of St. Louis on the Air? Suggest us to a friend you think might enjoy our conversations. And leave us a review and rating on Apple Podcasts on the App Store. It's the simplest way to help people discover our show. Thanks.
St. Louis Public Radio is a member-supported service of the University of Missouri, St. Louis.
The Gateway brings you the day's news each weekday from around the St. Louis region and the state capitals in Jefferson City.
Our schools are accredited. We don't need this bill.
And Springfield.
How many more years must pass before lawmakers see time is of the essence?
I'm Abby Larico. Join me each weekday for The Gateway on the STLPR app or wherever you get podcasts.